Welcome back. So our main focus today is the events before the rapture.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so on the last episode of this particular topic, the pastor took time, said a lot of things. If you missed it, try and get that topic, the events before the rapture. Very interesting. And you said, sir, you ended by saying that we are to watch for the forming of the fruits.
Mm.
That was, in fact, that was all you laid emphasis on the last time we had this discussion. So, sir, are there other events that the bride of Christ should watch out for in addition?
In case somebody is just listening.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes, sir.
It is the parable of Mark chapter 4.
Hallelujah.
That is where the forming of the fruit. So that maybe somebody may just be joining us for the first time.
Mark 4 from verse 26 to 29.
Yeah, from verse 26 to 29. Read it.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how.
Now, that seed is the church of Jesus Christ that was planted on the day of Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
And as it continued, he said, the person that planted went, remember that Christ earlier on had spoken a fact, a scientific fact, that except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now that is the mystery. He said, but when, that is John.
John 12.
Let's read it, please. Verse 23 and 24.
And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
You know, anytime I read verse 23, something strikes me, I get very excited. And the hour that is, allow me to say this, please, I'm a preacher.
Fire, yes, sir.
This man was going to be killed. And he said that moment is the hour of his glorification. He's going to suffer and die. That's, he's going to hang on. He's going to be killed, murdered. But he said that is the time for his glorification. Does that make any sense to you?
Amen. It does.
Now, why is it going to be the hour for his glorification? If he didn't die, will you have been a Christian today?
I thought so.
Will you? Because he said he obeyed even to the death on the cross. Therefore, he is highly
exalted. Hallelujah.
And given a name, Philippians chapter 2, that is above every other name.
Amen.
A man is going to suffer and die. He said, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And then he's explaining to you why he says be glorified. Verse 24.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
okay,
except the corn of which you fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
And Jesus, God, had only one seed. One seed, Jesus.
Yes,
the
sir.
Only Son of God, the only begotten.
Yes, only corn of wheat.
And for him to have other brothers, because he said he is our elder brother.
Amen.
For him to have other brothers, other seed, he has to die. The seed, the corn of wheat, fall to the ground. One seed, that mango that you people pluck plenty, it was one seed that was planted. But when it grows, it produces so much more of that same one that was planted. But the process is that one must fall to the ground and die. So that you will understand why, no matter how you shouted, my father, how have
thou forsaken me?
The father will not answer him, because through that process he's going to glorify him.
Amen.
That helps us understand trials and temptations.
Amen.
Apostle Peter put it, the trial of our faith, which is more precious than that of gold, even though it passed through fire, because gold is purified with fire for her beauty to come out.
Really?
Rose, the beauty of rose, the scent in rose flower,
that's
must be by squeeze before you enjoy the aroma. So that people will understand that process. As it goes through with the individual, that the reason why you are squeezed is to produce the sweetness of God in you, the fruit of the Spirit that is in you. So also the church of Jesus Christ was planted with just 120, it had to die to produce the billions of followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's a process. Now, when it dies, what happens?
Except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die,
yes,
it abideth alone.
Yes.
But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Much fruit. That is why it died. Go back to Mark chapter 4. I think I've made this scripture so popular. That part is so popular.
Mark 4, okay.
Yes.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast it into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day.
Because once a farmer, once you plant it, you don't sit down there to watch. Leave it. There is a law that will be activated on its own. So you go. Now, this church, it is speaking about the church of Jesus Christ, planted on the day of Pentecost, and it died at Nicaea that produced the dark ages,
yes, sir,
under the black horse rider of Revelation chapter 6. It died. And Satan thought he has finished it. It is a law. It must die. Because if you look at Sardisian church age.
Revelation chapter 3.
Yes.
Verse 1.
Correct. Sardisian church. That's the fifth church age.
Yes, sir.
Read it.
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that are the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful.
It is in that age you hear this comment in verse 4.
Okay. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defied their garments.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
Although that was the dark age. But he still had his life that was reserved there.
Amen.
That's what a type of the seed that is sown. There, no matter how you rotten and die, there is a life.
Amen.
That comes out with must that life. The old body that glory be to God.
Amen.
The old body dies for the new body to be formed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I think that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. Where he says, it's a mystery, verse 51. It's a mystery.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
Yes.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this body that is corruptible must put on incorruption.
It will put on incorruption.
And this mortal must put on immortality.
Immortality.
Hallelujah.
Go on.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up
now,
in victory.
Now, if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, how does he put it? Verse 1.
Second
and verse 2.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And verse 3. Go
for
ahead.
We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved.
This your tabernacle, this thing so that we call illuminated or David. He said, it is dissolved.
We have a building of God,
an house
not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
That is that incorruptible. That is that immortality.
Yes,
that is the body that we change into. Go on.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
So it is. There is always something in life that is reserved there.
Amen.
No matter how you kill this body, there is a life there that will cause it to resurrect.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
There is a life inside of me now. That if you kill me, I cannot die.
Amen.
I will only sleep. On the resurrection morning, I will come forth.
Amen.
So also it is with the church. Satan say, let him finish. Kill everywhere. In fact, the Bible depicted it as the dark ages, depicted with that black horse rider. History has confirmed it for almost 1,000 years. William Branham called it Satan's millennium.
True.
where everywhere was total. In fact, the word of God was even an offense to the sin. Only the Roman Catholic religion was allowed. For about 1,000 years, you can see all the new was the Roman doctrines and idol worshipping and images and mediatrices and all Mary, Mother of God, and you know, all those signs of the cross and the hanging and station of the cross and all those shrines they put and bow before Mary and all that. That was all they knew. So this word of God was totally closed. Spiritually speaking, everywhere was dark. Now it was at that midnight that the process of the resurrection started. There was an awakening.
Amen.
What's the next stage? Mark 4.
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
Herself, because the law is there already.
First, the blade.
That is the awakening, the blade. Now, that process of that seed that was planted on the day of Pentecost, that church that we see in the first church age, that we see in the book of Acts, that is, that life began to spring up again. Remember, the Bible tells us generally the three works of grace.
Yes, sir.
They were replaced with false doctrines. No more justification by faith. No more sanctification. No more baptism of the Holy Ghost. No operation of the gifts. No power. Only indulgences they were selling. And whatever else you know. Throughout this period, it was in that darkest of hour. Remember, it is when men slept. Who are those men that slept?
The apostles.
The apostles that died.
Amen.
The light bearers, they were all gone because it was part of the killing. The bringing about of the dark ages. So what happened? That the thing began to spring up. First was the blade.
First the blade.
Yes.
Then the ear.
Yes.
After that, the full corn in the ear.
Then what?
But when the fruit is brought forth.
Now, what was planted in the first church age and the day of Pentecost, Acts of Apostles, New Testament church as it is recorded in doctrines, in power,
in life, in conduct, life,
in everything. When you begin to see it formed,
immediately.
Immediately
he put it in the sickle.
Now, this formation is not a holy living. It's more than that. It is one baptism, one faith. Faith here is a revelation. You know, one body.
Hallelujah.
When you begin to see a group of people coming back, that is what the story of Isaac is speaking of. Going back to dig back the wells of his father. When you begin to see that the Philistines stop with earth, earthly doctrines that cover the works of grace. So when you begin to see it, for it's a sign for the rapture. That's what we are watching out for. That's why it is so important. You know, don't just sit down there, Jesus is coming, Christ is coming, and you don't even know. You don't have any sign of his coming.
My God.
You know, I'll be preaching a message soon. The rapturing faith again.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to bring out some things for people to to understand what is the rapturing faith.
So the forming of the fruit, you are still emphasizing it again
today. I'm still emphasizing. So the forming of the fruit is the Bible doctrines where you see a group of people accepting it as presented to us.
Okay.
Then, you know, the harvest, what was planted is already formed. So what is left?
Rapture.
Rapture.
Hallelujah.
So that makes you understand why the rapture has not taken place yet.
Yeah.
Because the process is still, it's still traveling. It's still traveling until that seed is formed. You won't go to your farm for harvest. You can go and inspect it and you will see the rice, whether it is the same one you put. It's never mature. You won't take it home. You will wait until that very one you sprinkle is formed again. Then you don't wait.
Amen.
And to achieve that, they are all. That blade is a ministry. Mm. Yeah. The ear is a ministry. Mm. The corn in the ear is a ministry.
Hallelujah.
And the
fruits forming.
Fruit, the whole fruit now forming is a ministry. And we have looked at history and we have placed those move of God up to this time that makes us speak confidently that it's home-going time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the fruit bearing ministry is on now.
Amen.
And God made it possible through the ministry of William and your brother. That is what I mean by, if you don't follow that man, you can never go in the rapture. Maybe I didn't break this. I don't expect that people listening to me will understand. You know, what I'm saying is that if you don't follow the teaching for that brings us perfection, if you are not perfected, you cannot go in the rapture. And perfection came through the ministry of that man, William Branham. And the perfecting ministry, what he said, is not the pillar of fire on his head. And the perfecting ministry, pillar of fire on his head cannot perfect anybody. Mystery cloud cannot perfect anybody. Healing and deliverance cannot perfect anybody. It is the message. The pillar of fire is not what confirms him that is from God. The signs are not what confirm him to be of God. What God sent him to do is to produce, bring us back to what God himself has already vindicated. He's not going to vindicate it through William Branham. It is what has already been vindicated. What? They went preaching the gospel and God was confirming their word with what?
Signs and wonders.
Which word? The word that they gave us. It's already confirmed with signs and wonders. This Bible has already been vindicated.
Inshallah.
So we don't need any vindication again to believe this Bible. I don't know whether people, somebody is
making sense. Fire on.
We don't need it because the vindicated word is here.
Amen.
No vindication again to validate this Bible. I don't know if you understand it. By any man. He is only the one God is using. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah, amen.
Just this evening, I received a message and a text. You know, somebody sent me a text. I think it's like a sister. He said, I tried, it didn't work. I have this problem, this is a problem. I've done this, I've done that. It didn't work. And he was there trying to send me a message. He has called me several times. I'm not able to pick his call. Then he's not saying, trying to send me a message. He said, as you send him a message, he heard my voice. Calling his name and saying, you are facing that problem because you have not prayed. You do not pray enough before you sleep. Do you understand? You do not pray enough before you sleep. God wanted to talk to him. He used my voice. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
God wants to bring us back to the Bible to use a voice.
Man of God.
That's what I'm trying to let
Amen.
You know. And what he is saying, what he is saying, God, now because he is of God, when he speaks it, your eyes open and you see it here. And you begin to say, it's water baptism now. It's in the name of Jesus. But you didn't know it before you heard it from him. And it is not the light that made you to see it. It is what he said. His vindication is that you saw it in the Bible.
Amen. Amen. Vindication is that we saw it in the Bible.
That is the vindication. That's one thing I try to tell the followers of Mr. William Brown. You dwell so much on those signs and then these carnal people are misplacing it and things like that, you know, and then taking his human side and whatever else in his human nature, being a man himself. And then, you know, everything he says, he thus said the Lord, as if, you know, some people want to dress like him, talk like him, and even want to drop the Bible and don't listen to only the text. And all man, some bowed before him. Some people, you know, until they say he's a Messiah, and all those, you know. So the whole thing is what is so detestable to some of us. You hear us talking, and before you know, we think that he is the cause. William Bryant, remember, we are alive now. This message will have been different.
Amen.
I believe it. Because somebody like me, I will go and meet him and talk to him. Are you aware what is happening? Oh yeah, video. Through Bryant Television. Tell them that you are not the answer. Tell them. I'll meet him. That's the truth.
Somebody said, Pastor Moses is trying to form his own movement. So I want to ask you, sir. You always refer to men, man. Are you, Pastor Moses, trying to form your own movement of people by the things you teach?
That is the problem, many of them. That's what is disturbing them. They have politicized the gospel, drawing men to their followers. Everybody, because we all know God will always use men. Therefore, people come and make claims. And make claims. The truth about it is, if you are saying anything that is worth hearing, people will follow you. Anything you say that has life, people will follow you. If you have the light, people in darkness will follow you so that they will know their way out. Now, does that make me? I have followers. Certainly, I have followers. And I'm not making any claim that is why they are following me. I am teaching the word of God. And people are seeing that what I'm saying is the truth. Therefore, I am pastoring them. And there is the office of a pastor in the Bible. So, what say thou of thyself, Pastor Moses? I say, I am a pastor with sheep. The pastor of the Bride Assembly Church in Jesha, Lagos.
Amen.
Amen.
And there are many people around the world that are connected to the ministry thanks to this timely technology that enables the whole world to hear the gospel. And so, when people are hearing me, I have programs that I allow people to ask me questions. And this is limited to time. Limited my time. Even on the television, we're limited by time. And William Branham was the one that advised that ministers should, from time to time, come together and have ministers meeting. Because you can only achieve unity of the faith if you understand each other. And whether William Branham said it or not, every teacher, when you know you have students, you should, from time to time, bring them where you have more time to cause them to understand what you are saying. So if you call that a movement, because I say I'm calling ministers meeting, I'm forming my own movement, well, you may be wanting to equate me with the likes of Amos Omoboriwo, Odemena, Elder David, the Frisbee, and the man in Sierra Leone,
Philip Kaku.
Kaku, I have never made any claim other than the fact that I'm a teacher of God's word. And I believe that I am part of the fivefold ministry. And I have the evident fruit
of the ministry.
Amen. And I have all over the world thousands upon tens of thousands of people. And I'm sure they're in the region of millions. All over the world. You just told today of a popular journalist in Abuja, not to call his name, that said he sent a question and he was calling his name and he expected our press department to know him because he's a juggernaut in the press and in journalism. So while he was talking, he went to the net and they actually got his name. And he said, every evening he sits down to listen to my teaching.
Wow.
And I know many of them like that, you know. I know even big pastors of big denominations. I've met one or two of members of some of these churches that said their general overseer watch by the assembly. And I know that most intermessage believers, those watching the ministry of William Brown, I mean following the ministry of William Brown, who have been in so much confusion in the past, they are now finding their bearing through this ministry.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not talking to air, I'm talking to people.
That's right. Amen.
And so I intend to gather them. And then the essence is so that we come into the unity of the faith.
Amen.
And then together, all of us, we're going in the same direction. So if I'm wrong, they will come and then correct me.
Amen.
I didn't say they should come so that I would teach. I said a conference. And then they come together. I don't have branches. I don't have branches.
Amen.
But I have children everywhere.
Hallelujah.
That God begotten in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so
I will
much.
Gather them. Thank I was together you people last year. It didn't work. By God's grace, we'll do it this year.
Amen.
And no matter what they say, I will gather it.
Amen.
We must move forward.
Amen.
And get out of this error.
Amen and amen.
Remember when they shout came out Matthew 25, what happened? They trimmed their lamps.
Hallelujah.
The virgins trimmed
Hallelujah.
Their lamps. Those lamps is a revelation.
Amen.
For your denomination and from those wrong teachers that have held you before. So that is why my emphasis at the last episode we had on this event before the rapture, that the greatest event is the forming
of the fruits.
Of the fruits.
Amen.
Which is going on now.
Okay. Before we call this program to a close, are there other events you want to touch?
Certainly.
Okay, sir.
Now in chronology.
Okay.
In chronology.
All right.
Will I say chronology? Yes. Yes. Remember that Apostle Paul just spoke this in 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Amen.
And William Branham broke it down for us.
That's right.
That's right, sir.
See why I say you have to listen to it. You know. Even if you say William Branham had it somewhere, I don't know, it's for him I had.
That's right. That's right.
So if he had it anywhere, I didn't hear from that person, I had it from William Branham. So please allow me to, you know, to quote who I hear from.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth. You know. Well, 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Yes, okay. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
In fact, you know, the picture is from verse 13.
Okay. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep.
Because sleep, brother, there's a resurrection.
Amen.
He's actually talking about people, believers who have died, Amen. But he called it sleep.
That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope.
So you see, you know, if for any reason I die, don't cry too much. Like those who don't have hope that we shall see again, except you don't have Holy Ghost. But if you know that we shall see, you know, if I die, no, I'm sleeping.
Amen.
I've worked so hard until I sleep so that you continue to work hard. And then, you see, that is what that scripture is saying.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Amen.
But I told my Muslim elder sister, no, it started with my junior sister, you know. My junior sister was with me in the house. And then a sister in the church came to visit me. The security came to inform me that there is a sister, at the gate. And I said, oh, my precious sister. Please let her in. Let her in. My junior sister, who was a Muslim, was said, who be that? I said, oh, it's my sister. And then I welcomed her. And then I held her. I said, these are my sisters. But this one is my eternal sister. But you are temporary sister. So why do you say so? I said, because if you die, we will never see you again. But this one, even in death, we're together.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's a fact. And she was confused. Why? What are you saying? I said, because. And I went all going to heaven. I said, you are who? Which heaven? For Jesus is the only way.
Amen.
But I'm happy she's a Christian now.
Hallelujah.
I'm baptized her in this church.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so she's now my eternal sister and my temporal sister and everything. Hallelujah. Well, I set up at the side.
Okay.
To let you understand verse 13 and verse 14.
So if we believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Mm. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Uh-huh.
For this we say unto
that
you.
That is the death in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord.
It is thus said by revelation.
That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord himself shall descend
now,
from heaven.
Now this is the scripture that needs explanation.
That's right.
But the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
With a shout?
With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise.
Then,
first.
You see the process? You see it?
Yes.
And it is the Lord's assignment. He's the one doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does it start? It starts with a shout. Mm-hmm. And we say that shout is that restoration ministry.
Amen.
After Church. The mm-hmm. dark ages.
Exactly.
And that shout goes on, you know, restoring until the fruit is finally formed.
Hallelujah.
Now, the next stage after that is what?
The voice of the archangel.
Now, the voice, before the voice of the archangel, listen, that period, just from the seed forming the restoration, full restoration of the world, before the sickle, starts, that there are certain events that we should watch out for.
Okay.
Within that period, Israel will be restored back to her land.
Israel's restoration.
Mm.
Because remember that they were scattered in AD 70.
Yes, sir.
So, and within that period, it ended the 69th week out of the 70 weeks given to Daniel, remaining 1 week,
yes,
which is 7 years. Between the 69th week and the 70th week is the Gentile
dispensation,
which ends with the forming of the seed, the perfecting ministry,
the fruit,
the restoration, the all the activities that take place there.
Mm-hmm.
And it will end with the sequel. Now, when the rapture takes place, now the gospel is supposed to move to Israel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, just before the rapture therefore takes place in preparation for the gospel going back to Israel. Before the rapture, Israel has to return to her land.
Amen.
That's why in 1948, they had to come back to their land.
Amen.
Wow. Israel's restoration.
Israel's
restoration back to her land.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Now, but when they come back to their land, and as they were settling down, then the Arab nations would not want them to occupy that place.
Hmm.
There are two things here. While they are thinking that they are going to drive back Israel or finish them, God is also wanting them to take possession of all their land that he promised Abraham.
Wow.
And they drove them away and they took their land. So God himself will permit it. That is what ignites Ezekiel 38 and 39 war.
Mm-hmm. The next thing that follows.
So, before the rapture, in getting Israel ready for their Messiah, for their revival, God will allow that war. So that when that war takes place, the whole world will pay attention to Israel. The God of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe that. I remember that one of the things that the Antichrist is interested in, because the last 1 week, two events take place that starts that last 7 years for Israel in that agenda in Daniel chapter 9. Two things. One is that the Antichrist that comes from Rome signs that agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That covenant that Daniel spoke about, he's signing it, begins the 7 years.
Mm.
But while he's signing it, also God is also raising those two prophets to fulfill Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Elijah, that is to come, appears That's what we see in Revelation chapter 11.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to take a note of that.
Yes, sir.
So you see the Antichrist and things are happening in Jerusalem. Why is the Antichrist going there? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Concerning the coming of the Lord.
For that day shall not come, except they come in falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Who does what?
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
He is sitting in the temple of God, for now,
there is no temple
in Jerusalem. Therefore, the temple will be rebuilt before the rapture. And don't expect it to be like the temple that was built for 49 years.
Herod's temple.
Technology now, in 2 years, they can finish it.
That's right.
So don't look at some long period. Technology, building technology now, in 2 years, they can finish something that will look much better than even Solomon's own. With the technology we have.
Even less than a year.
Even less than a year. With the resources, because you know, they have everything. So expect the temple to be rebuilt. But we understand that where the mosque of
Omar
is in Jerusalem, is the same spot that Solomon's temple was built. And I believe it, because remember, it's a satanic thing. And they are claiming that is their second most holy site in Islam, Jerusalem. Not Saudi Arabia. They are taking over Saudi Arabia. They are taking over Jerusalem also. It's just to look for trouble. It's just Satan, gate of hell, nothing more. So the only way that I believe from analysis, it will be either something must happen. If it will be built on that land, on that same spot. And we hear stories of, you know, these Jews digging tunnels and things like that, trying to go blow up that thing. And you see one time, Prime Minister of Israel, during his campaign, believed that the Roman Catholics may even give them money, the Pope. There will be something that will let him have access to that temple. Definitely. They have so much interest in what happens in Israel, the Catholic Church. I was in Israel, and the guide was telling me something. When we went, I think that was the boat, Peter's boat.
That's fishing
boat.
Boats.
The boat. You know, there's a room there. So it was excavated, they found it, and they put it there. And he was telling us that the Catholic Pope, I mean the Catholic Rome, offered them $5 billion to collect it and take it to the Vatican. Rather, it was the Vatican that offered it, you know, so that it would be in the Vatican. Remember, they claim to be, you know, the custodian of the Christian religion. So where else should that be? But you know, Israel will not allow it, because Israel
tourism.
Knows they know what is tourism. I think they must have made more than the $5 billion since they found it by now. Because we went there, we paid before we entered there. We spent a lot of money in Israel within the period we were there. So those are some of the attractions. Bible stories confirmed by the things they show us. So you see how much that temple, you know, the importance of that temple. The temple will be rebuilt, I believe so.
Amen. I believe it, sir.
So with that, the Antichrist will be revealed.
You mean we'll see the Antichrist?
Verse 3 again, 2 Thessalonians.
Oh, yes.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Yes.
For that day shall not come, except they come in falling away first.
Yes.
And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
You see? So he will be known. By how we know revelation there, that is, you know, it's only the bride that has revelation that needs to know it.
Amen.
That is why it is called revelation. He'll be revealed. When we begin to see him signing that agreement, then the bride we know this is the very man.
But at this time, it won't be in control of, no.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
That's why...
He's taking his seat.
That's why I use the language review.
Yes, I believe so. And he's to do that. By that time, when he's now known, you see, then the rapture takes place.
After his review.
Yes.
When he's known.
When he's now known, with the signing of that agreement. With the signing of that agreement, the covenant.
So another event.
The last 1 week begins. So, we are gone.
Okay.
So, when it comes to that, you know, remember that with that now, they are going to the fourth seal. You know, that takes them to the fourth seal, Revelation chapter 6. So, with the Antichrist revealed, then Revelation chapter 10 fulfills the next. Remember, what's the next one? The shout? What's the next one?
The voice of the archangel.
The voice of the archangel. Which archangel is he referring to? It's Revelation chapter 10.
Revelation 10 from verse 1.
From verse 1 to
and
verse
I saw 6. Another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And the rainbow was upon his head, that's and his face was as it were the sun.
I'm going to show you something now.
As pillars of fire.
Yes.
And he had in his hand the little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea.
Who is that mighty angel?
The Lord Jesus.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, and his left foot on the earth.
And if he stands up, he stands there. It means the mercy is over. Mercy seat. It's switching now. It's no more high priest. It's now coming as a king. Okay. So he stands up and says what?
And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
So there is the ministry of the seven thunders.
Hallelujah.
But before then, go on verse 4.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices,
they have uttered their voices.
I was about to write.
Yes.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not.
And write them not. So nobody knows what they uttered. Only John had it, but he was not permitted to write it. Yes.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon
now
the earth.
Now watch it now, verse 5 and verse 6.
Lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer.
That should be time
no longer.
No longer. There should be time no longer. Time for what? It's a rounding of the mystery of salvation. The time is over. Then, notice, verse 7 says, but, now, you see, but, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, because, by the time that the seventh seal is opened in Revelation chapter 8, the trumpets are sounding. Take note of that. It's very important that you take note of that.
Yes, sir.
Now, take note of that. After the time is no longer, the time is no longer, voice of the archangel now. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, the shout, we have explained the shout. Now, the voice of the archangel now, seven thunders, goes to the region of the dead. To those who die in Christ and gives them their own message that will enable the graves to open for them to come out and see us. From there, we will see them, we will be changed. Together with them, we'll go to be with the Lord in the air. Now, you take note that after he said that should be time no longer, then verse 8.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open.
Read up to verse 11,
Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and
kings. They prophesied before.
Yes, sir.
They prophesy again. When did they prophesy before?
Acts chapter 2.
Mm. So that lets you know from the setting, the rapture takes place, then the Jewish revival begins.
Mm-hmm.
You see the line of them.
Amen.
So John ministry is Jewish revival. It's not any man saying.
Of course,
hallelujah.
That is the Jewish revival. Forget all the Reynolds teaching that even me, I thought that is the bride's revival before the rapture. It doesn't, our eyes are open. I'm sorry if I thought it wrong. Forgive me. Take what I'm telling you now. It's more scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We are repeating what some people will talk about.
So, sir, the Antichrist is revealed.
Yes.
Mm. What other events?
The Antichrist.
Because we're looking at before the rapture.
For the rapture.
That's it now.
Sinful.
Once it's revealed, it's already seen now. Mm. Then we go.
Okay.
That's the period the seven thunders will sound.
So the seven thunders sounds.
Yes.
That's another event before the rapture.
Should
we call it the sounding of seven thunders because believing will not experience it?
No, the sounding of the seven thunders is going on there.
Yes, sir.
It's certainly an event that will take place, but we don't know what will happen. Then that's why.
Okay, so we should call it the resurrection of the dead saints.
Then the resurrected dead saints resurrection comes on. We living, we are changed within a twinkle of an eye.
Makes it five.
Like 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51 says. Mm. 51,
52, 53, yes. Let me read out my list to you to see if I'm right. Mm. The forming of the fruits,
yes.
Israel's restoration back to our homeland, the war in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the temple being rebuilt in Jerusalem,
yes.
The Antichrist revealed, the resurrection of the dead saints.
The resurrection of the dead saints. Mm. Thank you.
So that's all.
And then
the rest is the rapture.
we are gone. That is why, read it. First Israel chapter 5, I mean chapter 4, verse 16.
Okay, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel.
You see the second stage?
And with the trump of God.
Now listen, for summary, the shout is the restoration ministry that started with Luther after the Dark Ages.
Amen.
And it will end with the perfecting ministry of William Branham.
Amen.
And then what happens? The voice,
with the voice of the archangel.
Archangel for the sounding of the seven thunders message to the dead in Christ.
And the trump of God.
Now the trump of God comes up.
Okay.
Now the trump of God now is the voice of resurrection.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying now.
Okay.
They are there, we are here. The trump of God is, we saw it, Lazarus come forth. We saw it in verse 28 of John chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
Here is the voice, those in the grave come out.
Amen. Mm.
So they will come out and they will, you know. And I believe that the voice of the archangel and then seven thunders prepare them. Then the Lord gives the commandment.
The trump.
Wow.
Which is the trump.
Exactly.
They come out of the grave.
So I have six events before the rapture.
I don't know if you're doing the one after the other.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
See, to us, is the resurrection of the dead saints.
Yes.
So that's the only thing we'll take as an event.
Exactly.
Because we will not hear the voice we will not hear the trump.
No.
So to us,
it will happen.
It will happen.
Surely.
We will see the dead saints resurrected. Yes. Okay. So I have six events before the rapture.
Yes. And note that as the time is closing up, I mean the end is closing up, then you now understand why in verse 14 of Matthew 24, why he made that statement.
Okay, Matthew 24, 14 says, This gospel of this kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
So, if he says be preached to all nations, you know that there are some nations today that they will not allow the Christian faith.
Certainly.
The gospel. Mm. So, you see, why I respect this Bible. The satellite, that's what we call it, timely
technology.
So it envisaged the satellite broadcast.
Amen.
Because if you notice, Revelation chapter 11.
Okay.
That's true. Notice from verse 7.
Okay. And when they shall have finished their testimony.
Yes, those two prophets now. Yes, that is when the gospel will be going to Israel. Yes.
And when they shall have finished their testimony, yes, the beasts that ascended out of the bottomless pit, uh-huh, shall make war against them, uh-huh, and shall overcome them and kill them.
Those killed them, those two prophets.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, uh-huh, where also our Lord was crucified.
That's Jerusalem.
And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and an half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. Hmm. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry. And make
they
merry
that dwell where?
Upon the earth.
That is a global picture. Hmm. They will see them. Hmm. They will see them.
Mm-hmm.
So how will the whole world see those two prophets?
Satellite.
It's satellite.
5G.
5G.
Amen.
You know, that's why I respect this.
Sir, there was a question I was going to ask you, yes, in your placing of this event. Should we also bring in this covenant of death?
That is...
You said once it is... So is it an event before the rapture or after the rapture?
See, there are a lot of things that will be taking place simultaneously within that period.
Okay. Once the man of sin is revealed.
Because the agreement begins the 7 years. And... Mm. The agreement will only begin to take effect after we have gone. So it's possible that we will see that agreement being at least being talked about. At least being talked about.
We can just notice.
Yes.
Preparation of the covenant of death. That's how I put it.
And Isaiah called it, it's a covenant of death.
Preparation for the
covenant
of death.
And that's why the fourth seal in Revelation chapter 6 is for Israel, not for us, contrary to all we have been teaching all these days.
Okay. So chronologically, the shouts, which is the forming of the fruits, Israel's restoration back to our homeland, the war in Ezekiel 38 and 39, right, the temple being rebuilt, the Antichrist being revealed, preparation for the covenant of death, and the resurrection of the dead saints.
And therefore, see, finish reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 6, verse 17.
1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Finish reading verse 16.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
yes,
with the voice of the archangel,
yes,
and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ,
the dead
shall, rise
in Christ shall rise first, because he has finished with them. He's bringing them now to now collect us that are living for us to go. Then
we which are alive and remain.
Then we which are alive
and remain.
And the remain, what happens?
Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
We shall be caught up together. We are going together with them. Where?
In the clouds.
In the clouds. So where will Christ be?
In the clouds.
In the clouds, because we shall meet him there. And what did he say?
Wherefore, comfort one another with this word.
So don't
okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Comfort yourself.
So for emphasis, chronologically, let's take them again. The forming of the fruits.
So, you can notice that among the chronology of events, you did not see corona there, coronavirus.
There is no COVID.
Among it, you did not see Islam taking over the world. So all these pastors in Islam, I didn't see Islam in the Bible. I didn't see
the wise shall understand.
I didn't see Islam. So they are not the Islam watching.
Amen.
You know, people, terrorists, and, you know, hiding under religion and terrorizing the world, you know, with bombs and the kind of thing we see in Nigeria and West Africa here generally, and so many other places. It's not in the Bible. What we see is war, rumors of war. And he said, you know, verse 8, what did he say?
Beginning. These are the beginning
of sorrows.
Verse 8, Matthew 24.
These are the beginning of sorrows.
Verse 7.
For nation shall rise against
nation. Nation shall rise against nation.
And kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these
are what?
At the beginning of sorrows.
But
then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted.
But the end is not yet.
But the end is not yet. That's in verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Yes.
See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass.
But
the end is not yet.
It's not yet. So where will the end be? Watch room.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can you see? Amen. You see how they are diverting your attention away. Where are you to watch? Rome. Watch Rome.
Amen.
Watch Rome. See. See. 1 John chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
Verse 18.
Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come.
Read it very well. There's something
little
there.
Children,
yes.
It is the last time, uh-huh. And as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come.
You have heard that Antichrist, one
shall come.
Shall
come.
Come. So you are waiting for, you have, they have been properly taught, there is an Antichrist that is coming. That shall come. What did he say?
Even now, are there many antichrists?
No, but now there are many small antichrists.
Whereby we know that it is the last time.
And then, see what you, how you identify them.
They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not
all
of us.
Why did he say they went out from us? 2 Corinthians and chapter 11.
Corinthians 11.
Yes.
From verse 1.
Yes.
Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly.
Yes.
And indeed bear with me.
Uh-huh.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Uh-huh.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Spirit of deceit, that's why Christ said, false prophets. Beware of them. Beware of them. That's why he said Antichrist. There are Antichrists everywhere. Antichrist everywhere.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, you which ye have not received.
Yes, you see the anti now. You see the anti.
Another.
Another. Why? If you go to verse 13.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Okay.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
So that,
therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
So he said, they were with us, because for them to be effective, they have to be with you.
Amen.
For them to be effective, they have to be with you. But they left. So that you'll understand these two scriptures. First Timothy, is it 2:15 or 1:15? 2:15 or 3:15? Study.
Second Timothy 2:15.
Yes, what does it say?
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Again.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Say very well, very well.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Study to show thyself
approved unto God.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word
then
of
go
truth.
To 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18 and verse 19.
1 Corinthians 11, 18 and 19.
Yes.
For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it.
What did he say?
For there must be also heresies among you.
There must be what?
Heresies among you. That they which are approved may be made manifest.
So how will you be approved? Study.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
Study. If not, these heretics, God himself allows it. So that those who stand will be approved.
That's another topic to watch.
In Matthew 11, what did he say concerning John? What kind of person did you meet? A reed shaking with the wind.
Amen.
You know, he is sure where he is. No matter what, nothing shakes him. He knows his revelation. His tongue is focused. Therefore, people cannot twist them anywhere.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you are rooted here.
Amen.
You must be rooted. You must be grounded.
Amen.
And rooted to be able to bear fruit upwards.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir. If you permit our pastor, this type of knowledge will continue to flow. But chronologically, let's take the events before the rapture again. That's the purpose of all our discussion today.
That's right.
The forming of the fruits.
That's
right. Israel's restoration back to our homeland. The war in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The temple being rebuilt in Jerusalem. The Antichrist will
the
be rebuilt. Preparation for the covenant of death. And then the exoration of the dead. Seven events before the rapture. So if you have any questions or you're not clear, you can call us on Monday night or send your questions during Ask the Pastor. And the pastor himself would make further clarifications for you. Thank you so much, sir. You've said so much today, so much, and we've learned a lot. May the Lord continue to give you more knowledge and understanding in Jesus' name.
Before you close,
yes, sir.
Does Jesus have concubines? He has. Next time we'll explain it.
Okay. Amen. So the concubines of Jesus Christ, watch out for that. A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. Through you, the gospel of the kingdom, this gospel of the kingdom, the original gospel is being preached as a witness to all nations. Keep those offerings going, and the Lord himself will vindicate you that you are sowing on fertile ground. God bless you. Thank you, and to meet again. Shalom.